Our next guest says it's time for the administration to stop budgeting on rosy scenarios and start to get real about the federal budget. And Peter Sudeman is the associate editor of Reason Magazine, joins us now from Washington. What do you mean by that, Peter, to get real?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing we have to do to break our addiction to debt is to stop budgeting based on rosy scenarios. The president's budget proposal basically assumes, hopes, you know, sort of crosses its fingers and hopes that the economy is going to get back on track and start producing again. The president likes to talk about budgeting in terms of family budgets, to compare the federal budget to a family budget. But, you know, most families know that you don't budget based on the best case scenario. You hope for it, sure, but you plan for the worst. And the president's budget really fails to do that. The other thing it fails to do is address the entitlement problem, which is the biggest driver of long-term debt.
To me, that's a bigger issue, and I understand your point about, you know, hoping for the best but planning for the worst, and you're right, we're probably not doing that, but the idea of either party talking about or addressing in any way entitlement seems to be completely absent from this conversation, which makes, and that's why I was saying to Rich, oh, it's $10 billion, $20 billion, $60 billion. None of this really matters unless we talk about that, does it?
Right. I mean, if you look at the Republican proposal, certainly they're asking to cut more and they're asking for much bigger cuts. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, you $61 billion versus the $1.65 trillion deficit we're going to run this year alone. We're looking at $20 trillion in debt, you know, total by the end of the decade. It's not very much. And you're going to have to do something about entitlements. Particularly, you're going to have to do something about Medicare, which Republicans have really been loath to cut and to touch at all over the years.
I mean, well, from the perspective of the economy, where we are right now in the economy, wouldn't it make more sense to at least put a long-term vision or plan in place for entitlement spending, for, as you were saying, for Medicare, than to worry about whether we're going to cut 60 or 20 or 30 billion from the current budget? Because, you know, the more we cut now, you could make an argument that that would slow down an economy that's recovering, whereas it doesn't really do much to fight the long-term debt and deficit problem anyway.
Well, I think that Republicans are right to say that we need to start cutting anywhere we can. You know, any kind of cuts are going to be good, and we simply need to reduce the size of the federal government, period. However, I would like to see Republicans making a better, more proactive case for entitlement reform right now. Maybe they don't have the votes to get it through in the Senate, and so that's why they're waiting on actual legislative proposals. But they need to be making that case to the American public, and I just don't see that happening.
All right, Peter, thank you. Peter Sudeman from Reason Magazine joining us from Washington to talk about spending a little bit today.